Hello, everyone. I am Gina Brown coming to you from Restoring Life Evangelical Ministries. I just wanted to pop in and share a thought with you guys on today from the concept of being sold out. It's not a new concept. I have tried this myself, amen? To be sold out, what does it mean to be sold out? It means to not have anything left of what's being offered. That's my interpretation of being sold out. To be sold out to the Lord is to empty yourself. That's right, to empty yourself to Him. To be completely open to whatever the Lord has purposed for your life. And you may not have a clue of what that is. And it's not until you have completely put down all of your man-made ideas and attempts to make something happen, amen, that God will reveal what He has for you. First, you have to unclutter your life. To sell out to Jesus, you want to make room for Him. Make time for Him. Now watch this. In Psalms 37, the fourth verse, it says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart." However, did you not know that your desires have to match that of God's? Yes. That's what being in the will of God means. You lining up with the word of God. Lining up with God. Amen. I promise you, after you put down some things and stop trying to work things out anyway and get a word in, get a hold of that word, get it in your mind. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. And you're going to see some changes. You may not even realize areas where you need change. But don't worry about it. Stop pointing out your faults to yourself. Because I'm going to tell you right now, what's going to happen is you are going to convince yourself, oh, it's not that bad. I can handle that. Oh, I haven't done that in a long time. Don't put yourself through it. Just get into the Word of God. Let the Word of God do what it does. There is no place in the human mind, the body, or the spirit where the Word of God is not effective. Amen? Okay? So, get started. Start cleaning up. And I'll see you later.